The WW Review is proud to be sponsored by the Theme Park Brothers. Check out Jordan and Cameron's Walt Disney World Adventures. Most recently, check out their videos, which include full resort walkthroughs of the Grand Floridian, the Contemporary, the Polynesian, and the Coronado Springs construction updates. Follow them on Twitter at Theme Park Boys and on their Facebook and YouTube page, which is the Theme Park Brothers. Hello and welcome to the WW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by, what should we say today, Pete? A cadre of guests? Is cadre the right word?
A plethora?
A plethora? Well,
plethora. I like plethora. It's Three Amigos.
But
I love that movie.
But there's more than three, so here we go. So I am joined by...
Plethora means many.
By my brother here, Peter Ponikorva. How you doing, big guy?
I'm doing.
And we're joined by... some of our best friends. So Tamara Spidell, how are you, Tamara?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. And Lisa Yost. Lisa, how are you?
Hey guys, how you doing tonight? And Pete, I'm loving that Three Amigos reference. That was awesome.
can you give us a quote, Pete? Can you give us a quote from Three Amigos?
No, because this is an audio podcast.
Okay. Okay, you got to keep it respectable.
Can you do the move, though? Can you? We've got video. Can you do the move?
Yeah, I can, but I'm not going to.
All right, hey, I've got no trivia, but I've got a question, and I want to hit all three up with it, okay? And I'm going to put you on the spot, and Pete, I think I know the direction you're going to go. Okay, so you guys know I just came back from 4 days, and it was really nice to break away for a while. But... I'm going to take you and stand you at the beginning of Epcot right now, and I am slicing the park in half.
You know you're making me happy right there.
All
right,
but look, I'm slicing the park in half right through the center of Spaceship Earth, so Spaceship Earth does not count, and it goes all the way to American Adventure. Are you picking the left side or the right side? Think about what's entailed there. On the right side, you've got the Living Seas, right? You've got the land. You've got Soarin', you've got Canada, but it stops at American Adventure. And on the other side, you've got Test Track, you've got Mission Space, you've got the Universe of Energy for the little time that it appears to have left, which breaks my heart. You've got the Frozen Ride, you've got Via Napoli, Pete. What side do you pick? Ladies first. Tamara, what side do you pick?
I would go to the left because tequila.
Okay. Did you just say tequila of all those things I mentioned?
Well, yes. You left it off of your list, so I thought I would add it.
Okay.
This is why Tamara and I got to hang out more. That's all.
Pete, I would be surprised if you went to the left side.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay. I figured you were going to go the right side, Pete. Is that correct?
I will be going to the right side.
All right, Lisa, you got to break the tie. What do you think here?
I'm going right.
Tell me why.
Soarin'.
Just for Soarin'.
Yeah. And you know what? Surprise attraction of our last trip, Turtle Talk with Crush.
Okay.
Loved it. I thought it was the funniest thing.
Was that your first time seeing Turtle Talk?
Yes.
It is pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, we just happened upon it. We came out of, I guess it was Nemo, and we were having dinner at Coral Reef that night. We're like, okay, well, we're here. We'll check it out. And we thought it was a riot. It was great.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. Well, I'm going to say that from my trip, you know, I love the Universe of Energy. Actually, my daughter loves the Universe of Energy, but it needs some help. You know when the picture populates the screen and it's got Ellen, essentially, and it goes to five panels? The center panel, I swear the audio sounded like an 8-track. It was broken apart. The picture quality, it was, my heart was literally breaking as I was going through the pre-show, and I thought to myself, yeah... This needs to go, and I had a hard time saying it. It was incredibly frustrating, but I'm kind of glad that they're moving on with it a little bit. So, Pete, what swayed you to the right? Or is it just the Frozen ride?
Well, for one, there's my disdain for those two chicks that wrecked my maelstrom. Mm-hmm. You've got Le Cellier.
Okay.
So I can go get a nice steak and some cheddar cheese soup. I've got Dive Quest over at the Living Seas. I can go scuba diving again. I've got Soarin'. I've got Living with the Land. I've got Club Cool.
You can fill up your
Free
surfing
Beverly,
cup.
Beverly, man.
All right.
Free Beverly.
Okay. Pretty cool. I will say, though, Pete, the Frozen ride, you'll never get it, you know, but they did a great job with it, right? Tamara, have you been on it?
I have. I like it. I miss Maelstrom, too, but I don't know. I like the theming of the queue, and I love the new updated animatronics. They're pretty cool.
But it's not Norwegian.
No,
it's
not.
Long never.
It's true. It's been retroactively added to Norway, I guess you'd say.
It's just going to become the Frozen Pavilion.
They did a great job, though, Pete. That ride, there's nothing in there that makes you think you're on Maelstrom. The retheming was really well done. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree, Tamara?
I do. The only thing that makes you think of it is when you turn and you go backwards. Spoiler alert.
Lisa, you've been on it?
No, it wasn't open until after we got back.
Then the next trip, you'll definitely be going on it.
I'm sure we will be.
We were a little nervous. We didn't have fast passes, and we happened to just get on in like 20 minutes. So it was like, yes, we stole one, you know? Because anything
You're
less
lucky.
It pains me to say I may have to go on it on the next trip if my mother decides that she wants to see it.
Good. Send me a picture.
The next trip I go on is for my mom. So what she wants to do, we'll do.
Cool. You're a good son, Peter.
Whether I want to or not. But anyway.
All right. Well, listen, I've got you guys here, and I put a topic out to you guys. And I'm glad I have you because I wanted to give some packing tips today. My thought was, let's talk about things that we would pack that are completely random or hard to think of, and that maybe we can shed some light on why they're so valuable, or give us your best packing tips, because you know, there are things that I do and I picked up along the way that I think are probably really goofy, but every time we go now, it's like, oh yeah, don't forget that, you know, and it makes part of the trip so much easier. So, again, let's start off with our guests, right, Pete? So, ladies first.
Always ladies first.
Yeah, Lisa, give us a good packing tip or something that would be considered like a Disney packing hack if you have one.
Okay, well, this isn't necessarily Disney, but this is a big mistake I made on our last one. Buy your ponchos at home.
Okay. Like from the dollar store or like Walmart,
yes.
Right?
Yes. We dropped about $40 on ponchos in Epcot that day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I wasn't happy. And I've heard from others, get ponchos at home. Get them at home. I either forgot or whatever it was. Never again. Never again.
How much were they charging for them in the park zone? It was like 10, 12 bucks.
It was something like that. Yeah, I remember it was the three of us and my sister was with us as well. And she bought something else for Kylie already. So I was like, okay, well, I'll buy your ponchos because it was raining. And I forget the exact charge, but for the four of them, it was around 40-ish. So yeah, it was one expense we did not need.
Do you still have the ponchos?
I couldn't tell you. They might be in a bag somewhere, but I'm sure they're probably moldy.
Oh, man.
And that's the thing.
If I find them, they need to be trashed.
Okay. If you buy them in the parks, you're going to have on the same poncho as everybody else that didn't buy them before they came. You will lose people in your party faster than you can say, where did he go?
Yeah, good point. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got a free one at Disneyland, Pete. We went up and we had to go buy them. And the woman had one with a couple broken snaps, and she says, well, I can't sell this one. Would you like it? And, of course, me being the pirate that I am was like, yeah? Did you have to ask me?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Twist my arm.
Tamara, what do you got? Give us a good hack.
So my number one, I think, would be bringing a Brita water bottle that has the built-in filter, because I think everybody knows you can get free ice water at any of the restaurants or kiosks through the parks. But I don't know if it's just me or if other people think this too, but that Florida
water
is
tastes terrible.
Funky.
Yeah. You know what? You bumped one of mine because I have actually buy a case of water, but yours is better because you could refill it. I love that idea.
Yeah, you go get your free ice water and you pour it in and it goes through that filter and it tastes good and it's cold and it's a win-win.
So you bring three of them with you then, correct?
Yes, one for each of us.
Good. That's a really good one. I'm writing that one down. That's awesome. Peter, what do you got? You got something really good?
Let's see. I got quite a few here. You know what? Something most people probably aren't going to think of. Everybody remembers to bring their, like, their daily medicine. You know, people have blood pressure pill or whatever. Don't forget to grab your allergy medicine because you may not need it at home, but there's a lot of flowers and stuff down there. You know, bring some cold medicine. The worst thing you can do is all of a sudden somebody starts getting a head cold and they're miserable for half the trip. Some stomach meds, Pepto-Bismol, Tums. You're going to be eating a lot of things you're not used to eating at home. And so silly as it sounds, bring a bottle of Advil or Tylenol. A couple of proactive Advil at the end of the day, you're going to feel a lot better when you wake up the next morning.
You know, it might not be a bad idea to pop a few of those in the morning, too, to kind of take away some of that inflammation you're going to build up when you start pounding away 10 miles and you're not used to it, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not a big proponent of taking medicine before you need it, but I will say if you've, you know, just done 10, 12, 13 miles and you're not used to it, throw a couple of Advil down your throat before you go to bed. You'll wake up feeling a lot better than you think you would.
Spoken like a man who's in the healthcare profession, right, Pete?
Something like that.
Good tips, my friend. Well, mine is not going to seem nearly as useful compared to that. You know, in the room, we all get Joffrey's coffee. I know, Tamara, you're a coffee drinker.
Yes.
I know Peter is more of an energy drink drinker. I know that personally. Lisa, are you a coffee drinker?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
So here's the thing, though. When you, and again, it's going to go with your Brita filter, Tamara. When you make the in-room coffee, you know, you've got to use, first off, you've got to use fresh water. You can't use the tap water because you're just making sulfur coffee, and that's that's not very good. But I find that when I stay at a DBC room, I use up my filters, like my coffee pods, so fast. I actually went and I buy Starbucks Via instant coffee packets. And I know it's water-soluble coffee, but it takes up no space in my suitcase whatsoever. And you know, there's no worse feeling than waking up and realizing you've got that one pad of decaf coffee left. And that's not going to solve anyone's problems in the morning. So Starbucks Via coffee, water-soluble coffee to the rescue. So buy the 12-pack, put it in a Ziploc. You know, you're going to definitely consume it. Get yourself your free creamers down at the, you know, the quick service. You'd be good to go. That's my tip.
Not bad.
And that's for us coffee drinkers, not you, Pete, right?
Yeah, I know.
Energy drinks, you're just SOL. You
know? No, actually, they carry them at all the quick service, like the grab-and-go locations now.
Okay.
And there are snack credits, so if you have extra snack credits, you need a caffeine jolt. There you go.
Lisa, what do you got?
All right, the next one is when you pack your sunscreen, make sure it's a full bottle. Okay. We ran into that problem, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, first day, we were out. So that was one of the things my sister bought, so I had to reimburse her with the poncho.
Do you bring the lotion or the spray?
I think we may have brought lotion, but we bought a spray, if I remember correctly. Whatever we have, honestly, we use them both.
And let me ask you a really strange question, Lisa. So do you buy your sunblock based upon SPF or based upon the smell?
Both.
Okay.
And the consistency. Like if it's too greasy, I won't use it.
Okay.
Oh, and if it smells bad, of course I won't use it either.
That's why we always buy the spray.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I found a really nice one. I think it was a Hawaiian Tropic. It actually goes on more like a regular lotion that you would use daily. It was actually really nice.
Lisa, I'm a Hawaiian Tropic dude myself. I'm the only guy that will put on Hawaiian Tropic in the middle of the winter just because I like the smell of sunblock.
So I don't go that far.
I do. Everyone laughs at me. So I will literally put sunblock on just because I enjoy the smell of it. It gets me a little closer to summer.
very olfactory, Chris, based on your soap fetishes. Yeah, right. And
true.
Your palm olive.
Yep.
So true.
Now, I have a question, though. Can you bring the aerosol or the spray sunscreen into the parks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with that either.
Okay.
Just be careful. Make sure it's shut.
You can't bring it on your carry-on on the flight.
Right.
But you can bring it into the parks. They have no issue with that.
Cool. I have made the mistake, though, where I left it open, in the open position. And then
it just started spraying.
And it started spraying everywhere. So, yeah, just make sure it is closed. So, Tamara, what do you got? Give us a good one.
Okay, so my next one is going to sound kind of weird. So usually we stay in a value resort, so there is one sink. It's not a double vanity. Like, space is very limited in the vanity area. And so we bring a hanging shoe organizer, and we can hang it on the, like, on the little closet area that's right next to the sink. And then we use that. Everybody has their own little pocket or more than one if they need it. And, you know, this is where my toothbrush goes. And, you know, it keeps the countertops clutter-free and nice and neat.
I'm writing that down. I love that idea. Because, yeah, it's the same way for me. I got to imagine for all of us when we go, that countertop, every countertop becomes cluttered really quickly, doesn't it?
We're just two people.
Oh, man. Lisa, what about you? I got to imagine your countertops get cluttered pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, you should see it now.
Wow.
My hair stuff, my daughter's hair stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets quite cluttered.
Okay. Let me take you away from all this organization and good tips. Let me give you a goofy tip here. So do you guys trade pins? Are you pin traders at all?
Yes.
You are? We're all pin traders. So they have legitimate pins, and then you could buy pins from overseas that are like 38 cents a pin, and they're called scrappers. But they're, you know, they're not illegitimate, but they're lesser quality type pins. So I realize that I have hundreds of them in my house, but I pack an obscenely large amount, and I like to pack them like in a fanny pack or something, and I will use them as just giveaways when I see kids behaving well and stuff along those lines. I like to just dispense them. So I know we were at an airport, landed a couple trips ago, and it was late at night, and this kid was freaking out. But you know, I solved like 5 minutes of peace for his mom just by having a couple pins on hand. And so I always carry extra pins, not even the trade. And my kids even know this. I'll just be able to pull them out at any one moment if I see something cool or as a reward. So it cost me nothing. It cost me 35 cents a pin, you know, and if you buy 200, I mean, the price goes down even further than that. So I know they're not legitimate pins in Disney's eyes for trading, but I've never been refused in terms of trading for them. But for someone who doesn't have pins, it's really cool when all of a sudden you give them a pin. It's like, hey, you know what to do with this?
Yeah.
Go talk to that cast member. See if they'll trade with you.
That's and all a of a great
sudden,
idea.
Yeah, all of a sudden, that's opened up their eyes to that.
I had that on my list, too, an extra lanyard and pins.
Yeah.
Just specifically for trading.
Well, there's nothing better than giving it away, especially if they don't have any pins on them and you know they don't know what that means. All of a sudden, now, you've caused their parents to spend a lot of money because you started them on that journey. So.
Disney thanks you, Chris, I'm sure.
Right? All right. What do you got, big guy?
Well, I'm going to stick into that same kind of vein that I have been on. I'm going to say don't forget your medical insurance cards and verify your coverage out of state before you go. There's nothing like having that peace of mind knowing if something, God forbid, were to happen on your trip and they have to take you to Celebration Hospital, you know you can plunk down that Blue Cross Blue Shield card or that Aetna card or that United Health card, and you know they're going to take your insurance and it's not going to ruin the entire trip.
That's such a smart tip. How do you verify that, Pete? How would you do that?
You can call your insurance company and ask them, say, look, I'm going to be traveling to Central Florida. Is Celebration Hospital in our network? You know, are the emergency room doctors there going to be in my network? And they'll be able to tell you.
Okay. That's like the most sound tip we're gonna give anybody.
You can even check on usually the insurance company websites.
Yeah, that
you can go in and
well.
Verify coverage as well.
Wow. Okay, that's a really good tip. I would have not thought of that. I would have just assumed that'd be an awful situation. You know, let's say you were down there and, you know, like my daughter with the ear infection. So
right.
Great idea. Lisa, what do you got?
The next one might actually seem kind of like a no-brainer, but for Florida, it can get chilly, so definitely bring a sweatshirt or a jacket. Now, we didn't need them in October because it was still quite warm, but it can get chilly there at nights or even some days. So don't forget something. Check your weather first.
Lisa, it was chilly when I just went last weekend at nighttime.
There you go.
Yeah, certainly chilly enough that if we were riding the boat, we'd want to have a sweatshirt on. Yeah, good idea. Really good idea. I guess it's all dependent on when you go, but even look at me. It was May, and it was cold enough. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Tamara, you got a winner?
Well, I hope so. Before, though, I have to say that I have the exact opposite tip of Lisa's because I don't bring a sweatshirt because then I have to buy one.
Yeah, no, there's always that option, too.
Good angle. I like the angle.
Oh, it's cold. I need to go buy a new Disney sweatshirt.
I like that angle.
Yeah.
You know, Tam, I actually still use the Tinkerbell sweatshirt I bought in 2006 down there. It's not in the best shape, but it works.
Yeah, they're good mementos of your trip, and they also keep you warm. I mean, it's multi-purpose. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, give us another one. Give us a good one.
Okay, so I'll give you one that's also not very multi-purpose. So this one is also a little odd, and Chris, I think you might appreciate this one. Every time that we go, my daughter and I go to the Yankee Candle shop before our trip, and we get one of those smelly plug-in things, and we always get the same scent, which is vanilla cupcake, and we put that in our hotel room. And so when we're in the hotel room down in Disney, it always smells like this really yummy vanilla cupcake. And then later on when we go home, if we want to reminisce and remember our trip, we can plug it in at home, and then we smell it, and it just brings back all those memories.
That's a great idea.
That's really awesome.
That is just awesome. How come I never thought of something as good as that? I got these goofy car ideas, Pete.
Yeah, we're right? Not that creative, Chris.
Gosh. Thank God we brought them on. So you never vary. It's always the same scent, right? Over and over again.
Yes. So if Yankee Candle ever discontinues that scent, I don't know what we're going to do.
Stockpile now.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, that's an awesome tip. And I'm going to, you know what, of all the ones we've had, despite the fact that I might need to verify my health insurance, Pete, I'm going to definitely do that. I'm definitely going to contribute and write that one down and bring it next time. So, Peter, what do you got? Let's skip me and let's go to you, because I jumped you last time.
Okay. All right, I'm a paramedic. I can't help it. Bring a first aid kit. Even if it's just some Neosporin, some Band-Aids.
I see a trend here.
You know, just even something small. I know that there's a first aid location in every park. I get that. But if you fall and you scrape your knee and you're over at Haunted Mansion, do you really want to traipse all the way across the park to go to first aid? Or what happens if you're in your room or at your resort and you trip walking into the building?
Okay.
Do you really want to have to go all the way back over to the main lobby?
Okay, so how are you carrying this? Is it in something you're carrying, or is it in Missy's purse?
It's literally, I have a little kit, probably 4 inches by 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
It attaches to my backpack if we're going into the parks. I can literally pull on two straps, it comes off, and I can have it sitting there in the room.
Okay. Because I was going to say, one of my lesser tips was wear a fanny pack, but I like that one. It's nice and small and convenient. Cool. Good.
So what do you got then?
All right. Well, I'm going to skip the fanny pack because I kind of cheated that one in there. So here's here's what I got. We actually used to abide by the thought that we just buy any suitcase possible because we know suitcase is designed to get beaten up and you throw it away after a few trips. And recently we've had enough because our suitcases, whether they were going to get off the plane in one piece and our luggage wasn't going to come spilling out, that was up for debate every time. So we upgraded, and we have this nice Samsonite luggage right now with the spinners, and it's hard shell. And it was a little pricey to buy, but I will say that even when you're walking through the airport, actually having to use nice luggage that can be pulled in every direction
makes it so much more enjoyable.
Oh, my sweet heaven. Is it a benefit? So spend the money on good luggage. You won't regret it. Yeah, exactly. I used to keep... I don't even know why I kept this luggage. Like, the handle was broken. The zipper didn't quite work. I was like, what am I doing? So we finally upgraded. It was the best. I felt like I was Thurston Howell walking through the airport with my expensive luggage.
Along with that, you don't necessarily have to spend a ton. Go to your Marshalls, your TJ Maxx.
Yeah, it was Kohl's. And look. It was Kohl's with like a 30% off coupon and whatnot. So, yeah.
Like, my mom found her carry-on sized hard shell bag.
Mm-hmm.
If she were to buy it at like Macy's where she got her other ones on sale, it was like $140 for the carry-on. She waited around. She found it. She found it at TJ Maxx, I think for $45.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same line. It's the exact same brand. It's even the same color. I mean,
would you
just have to be smart and look for it.
Would you quantify me as kind of a bad guy if I told you that I watched at the airport and did people watching, and the ones who pull up and are dragging their suitcases and carrying these 30-pound bags that I actually kind of laugh inside at them? Does that make me a bad guy, Pete, or is that okay?
No, that's completely normal, man.
That's completely normal. I see these poor people and I think...
Well, it's because I was like that. Now I'm smarter.
Yeah, I've advanced. I don't do that anymore. Okay.
I've evolved.
Lisa, what do you got?
Well, first I'm going to tell you, my official set of luggage, my mother bought me for my high school graduation.
Oh, no. Does it have wheels?
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
Okay.
Yes. It's starting to rip around the seam, so I don't think I would trust it anymore on an airplane, but it still works for car trips. So.
I'm pretty sure she's younger than us, Chris. It probably had wheels.
Only?
Well, who knows, Pete? Who knows, right?
Look, I was trying to be nice to the guests. Just go with it, Chris. Come on.
All right. Hey, Lisa.
Actually, I think I'm only like 2 years younger than you.
Well, you're
okay. Still younger.
You've aged way better than Pete and I, that's for sure, Lisa. So. Give us a good tip.
All right. If you're into doing the autographs with the characters, don't forget your pens. Make sure you have a pen or two always handy, ready to go.
Ooh, and they say a big fat pen, right? Like a Sharpie?
Yes. Yeah, they work good. I think we just actually had a regular pen. We brought a couple. My daughter, of course, brought a little princess pen at one of the gift shops. She liked that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, have a pen ready.
That is a good tip, because I do see them, like, looking. They got the book, and they're kind of looking around,
mm-hmm.
trying to find it. Are you an autograph gatherer, Tamara?
Sometimes.
Okay.
My daughter has kind of... I will go look for it more than she will now.
Okay.
It's kind of grown out of it.
Okay. But not for you. You're okay with it, right?
Absolutely.
It's completely normal. Well, give us a tip.
Okay, so this one is near and dear to my heart, because when I was in high school, I worked as a maid at an Embassy Suites in my hometown. And so now anytime that we stay at a hotel, I make sure that we have cash so that we can leave tips. So we have, when we go to Disney, we make mousekeeping envelopes that are cute, and then we make sure that we put at least $1 per person every night in there, and we leave it out there so that the mousekeeping cast members can find it easily. And I think it's just super nice to do for them. And a lot of times we come back and we'll find more of like the towel animals and things like that that they do when we do leave a tip. So it's a nice benefit.
That's a good thought. So between $3 and like say $5 in an envelope per night?
Yeah.
And where do you leave it exactly? Because like when we leave a room, it looks like a tornado is going through there.
Yeah, usually we'll kind of prop it, because we have a very clutter-free vanity because of my handy-dandy shoe organizer. We usually leave it by the faucet and by the bathroom sink.
Okay. Does it say housekeeping on it? Or
it says mousekeeping. And you can go online, I mean, and find a ton of really cute little envelopes you can print off on your home printer and just cut them out and tape them up.
Oh, man. You guys are all nodding in agreement here. Pete, you leave tips too like that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Lisa, you leave tips too?
Yeah, that was actually a really cute idea to make little envelopes. That's a neat idea. I'm going to have to do that next time.
Man, for fear of ridicule, I'm going to say, yeah, I leave tips all the
sure.
All the time.
Very, very convincing.
Oh, my gosh.
Very convincing.
Tamara, I think I'm adopting every one of your ideas here. This is good.
Well, thanks.
Peter, what do you got? Is it an AED kit?
Is it
crutches? splint.
But I am. This is something you're going to want to do if you're going in the summer. Go to your local Meijer, Target, Walmart. You'll find them. The cooling towels.
Okay.
You can ask, give up one of those cups of ice water, dunk the cooling towels into that cup of ice water, wring them out, put it around your neck. Guaranteed you will feel much better within 5 minutes.
Okay. Do you have one? Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah.
It works?
With Missy being as sensitive to the heat as she is, we not only bring cooling towels, I bring instant cold packs. And there's a product called Migraine Ice, which is like a menthol patch. And we put that on the back of her neck sometimes, and that'll help her too.
Remind me, if we're ever caught in a zombie apocalypse, that I'm hanging out with you. You got first aid. You got everything. This is incredible.
It comes with the job. Just kind of get used to,
I imagine so.
Trying to be prepped for everything you can think of and then some.
Here, I'm talking about Starbucks via packets, and you can help people. Oh, all right. Well, let me go back to my nonsense then. We all bring snacks to the park, right? Everyone's trying to load their pockets with snacks.
Right. Yeah.
I know you're buying everything there, but let's just
I'm on that deluxe dining plan all the time.
Okay. Well, let's say you've got three kids like me and you're happy just to get into the park. Yeah, here's what I've learned. The snacks cannot be crushable. So your daughter wants cookies. It doesn't work. Chips doesn't work. Pretzels. That's bad. Hard candy, gummy bears, chocolate. Oh, that don't work at all. Chocolate's a mess.
Chocolate's a bad idea.
Chocolate's a really bad idea. But things that aren't crushable, that's a good snack. Jelly beans, that's a good snack. Yeah, I know I'm loading my kids with sugar, but if it's crushable in any way, it's literally going to end up in the bottom of my fanny pack or my backpack, that's not good either. So make sure your snacks, gummy bears, cool. Fruit snacks, that's cool. Fruit roll-ups. Besides, you're on vacation. What do you care? Just enjoy it, you know?
What about granola bars?
That's a good one. Like the Nature Valley, the green one, the green package?
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine.
Those are pretty sturdy.
They are pretty sturdy, aren't they? I imagine you could
stand on those.
You could crush them. I don't know what's standing, but... Okay, so that was my fatherly tip, is make sure it's not crushable. Lisa, what do you got? You got a motherly tip, Lisa?
Maybe.
Okay.
You guys know the last time we drove down from Pennsylvania, and we loaded up Kylie with a whole box full of pretty much anything she could do so that we keep her from saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? So we had iPod and an iPad full of movies. We had crayons and colored pencils and coloring books, and we had her whole activity box ready to go to keep her occupied, and it actually worked. She was good the entire way down. For a 4-year-old, if she's like that anytime, I will drive all the time down there. It was really good.
That's called a vacation victory, if you can keep your 4-year-old entertained that long, right?
Yes, she was excellent the whole time, and most of it was the movies. You know, we got our headphones so we didn't have to hear Frozen 100 times. And...
I had earbuds and reading materials on mine, too.
Yeah.
Tam, have you ever driven?
No.
Do you have any intention of ever driving?
No. We were way too far away.
Okay.
No way.
What is the mileage? Because, I mean, from Chicago, it's at least 22 hours. I mean, 20 if you're hauling and not stopping, but 24?
1,545 miles. 45.
Yeah. This is a sign my dad made for me for Christmas. And, he carved it out on a piece of wood so that we always knew from my house to Walt Disney World, that's 1,545 miles.
Wow. We're 1,200, Pete, so she's got an extra, an extra several 4 or 5 hours on there,
Yeah. Well, so. Depends on who's driving and the rate that they drive.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Okay.
I think our mileage was just over 1,000 for us.
Well, that's an awesome victory. If you can keep if I can keep my 12-year-olds quiet in the car, I feel that's a victory. So good for you.
Just don't use that iPad to take pictures in the parks, Lisa.
Yeah.
No. It did not go into the parks. I promise you that. That would drive me nuts. Not to mention, she would just drop and break it.
I can't tell you the number of people I still see doing that, even last weekend. These big honking iPads, you know?
Well, now they got the iPad Plus Plus. It's like carrying around a 42-inch television.
Yeah, I didn't see the poster board up, but yeah, I did see the iPads. Tam, you got something good?
Sure. So here's another organization type tip. So I always bring an extension cord and a power strip. You know, because just we're talking about iPads and phones.
Everybody's got four things to charge each.
Yep, exactly. So making sure that you've got all of those and the little adapters that you can plug your have the little USB ports in so you can keep everything all charged overnight.
Great tip. See, this one, Pete, look at, like the rest of the shows that me and you do where there's not much good information there, this is a great show, right?
Well, to go along with hers, an external battery pack for those long days in the park.
Yes.
That can be a lifesaver if you really got to get that ADR changed or, you know, you're trying to get that rolling fast pass number 9.
You know what?
There's Chris has got his in his hand right now.
Okay, so you made a great point. So you can find it on Amazon, and it's all based upon, what, milliamps per hour?
Yep.
Okay.
Milliamps.
So, essentially, I bought one that's 10,000 milliamps on Amazon, and it sounds like, what does that mean? It's going to charge my phone like 6 times, and it's fast as can be. The only problem is it's a little heavy, so if it goes in your back pocket or your purse, it's going to weigh you down. But that's a great tip, because if you're like me with photographs and movies and posting and whatnot, it's going to drain your battery really fast. So good tips all around from everyone right there, especially with the charging and the extension cord and the power surge, the power strip. That's really good too as well. You guys fly Southwest when you fly? Tam, you fly Southwest, don't you?
I do, or United. Okay. Those are two go-tos.
Lisa, if you were to fly, what would you fly? Do you have Southwest by you?
We do. I have not yet flown with them, though.
Okay. Peter, I know you fly largely out of O'Hare, so you don't fly Southwest.
No, I don't.
The reason why I bring this up is when I go on vacation, I have this curious habit of coming back with way more than I left with. So when I pack my luggage, usually when I leave, I try to pack it pretty tight. And I realize I'm running out of space rather quickly. So we've gotten in the habit where with Southwest, 2 bags fly free. We take an extra suitcase and we bring a suitcase that's completely empty. And we just check it, an empty suitcase, because it's not hard for me to figure out that I'm going to come home with a lot of souvenirs, and I can't fit them in my luggage. So we actually bring a suitcase predetermined to buy a lot of souvenirs with, but you know what? It's going to happen anyways, and I don't want to be that guy carrying on all those suitcases and all those extra packages as my carry-on to the airport. So we actually just bring an extra case for them.
Chris, what about bringing space bags for the clothing to condense it so you have more room in your bag?
You know what? It might not be a bad idea. I've not ever done that.
And I'll tell you, the travel size ones, you do not need to have a vacuum. You literally seal them, roll them to push the air out. That's what Missy and I did on our last trip. We went down with one bag for a week for two people.
All right. See, now what you did to me here, though, Pete, now with me taking the extra suitcase, I know I'm going to buy a lot of souvenirs. You've now limited the amount of souvenirs in my mind that I could buy.
And your wife will thank me for that.
She's buying more souvenirs than me, Pete. So,
you know. Or what I did was I made extra room in one of your suitcases, so now you have the spare and then some, so you can buy even more.
There you go. So bring the space bags and a spare. I like it. I like it.
You could.
I like it. Lisa, what do you got?
The next one would be for little kids is if you plan on spending time at the pool. For us, again, we drove, so we had room for it. We brought her, we call it a puddle jumper, but it could be life jacket, anything like that. They do have a few there, but if they're all taken, then your little one can't swim. So that's my little tip.
Okay. I got a pool tip. I'm going to jump right in front of you, Tam. Do you guys take the Magical Express when you fly in?
Absolutely.
Lisa, you Magical Express girl?
I have, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, if you arrive early like me at 9 o'clock in the morning, that luggage might not get there till 5. So pack your bathing suit and your carry-on. If you don't pack your bathing suit and your carry-on, you're waiting for your bathing suit to get there. And it could be like 6-7 hours before your luggage gets to your room. So along with your puddle jumper, you got to pack your bathing suit so you can get right into the pool because you might not be going to the park initially. Right? What do you think about that?
There you go.
Okay.
A good one.
Tam, what do you got?
So I have I'm thinking about how Pete said he does the deluxe dining plan.
Always.
That's very fancy.
Always.
Well, we always.
You haven't seen what my bills at the restaurants could be if I wasn't on the deluxe dining plan. So.
Well, we always have a hard enough time doing like the regular one, and so we have Ziploc bags that I'll put in my backpack when in my park touring bag, and then that way. Now I know they've changed the dining plan since we last had it, and you used to get like the dessert that would come with it, and we would be full, and so you could put. You know, you could put part of your meal or the dessert or whatever in a Ziploc bag and you could have it for later.
See that, Pete? You could save part of your meal for later. You don't got to go crazy and eat all that.
Just eat it all.
You don't have to, but doesn't mean you can't or shouldn't.
Tam, I'm showing you my book even though you can't see it. Number one on my list was Ziplocs because I use them for everything, right? You got that soap you want to bring home? Yeah, Ziploc. Right? You're not sure about why would you pack the palm olive? Who would do that?
You should
put it in a Ziploc bag, right?
Put your sunscreen in it, dude.
Yeah. Right?
That way it didn't end up all inside of your bag.
True. But yeah, Ziplocs is great. I packed the little lunch ones and the gallon size too as well.
And you can also put your sopping wet poncho if it's one that you want to save. Usually I bring the really cheap ones so I can throw it away. But if you have one you want to, you know, hang on to, you can shove it in there and put it in your bag once, you know, if it's one of those intermittent rain showers that it's not going to rain all day long, then you don't have to worry about it getting everything else wet and you don't lose your poncho.
Good girl. Peter, what do you got?
It's going to seem like common sense, but I know there's people out there that don't do it because I've seen them. Extra shoes and extra socks. There is nothing worse than walking around for 8 miles with wet socks and shoes on. Because that next day, you are going to have a blister the size of a half dollar, and you are going to be miserable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think we touched base on that back, like, one of our first shows. We had Where Do You Sit in Rides? And that was, like, one of the best tips is no one wants to walk around with that, you know?
Yeah, no.
And with...
Bring an extra pair of socks and shoes.
Correct.
Then the next day, when one of them's wet, you wear the dry pair, and then the wet ones are dry by the day after.
All right, so let's go in order here, Lisa. Let's wrap this up. Let's give one really good one. Look on your list and find the best one you've got left.
How about, I know they have this all over the park, but it's good to have on hand. How about your own sanitizer?
Little pack of hand sanitizer.
That's a good one.
That's really good. You can buy that at Bath and Body Works, right? Or anywhere? Mm-hmm. Walgreens?
Yeah, pretty much anywhere.
That's great because, that park can be disgusting at times.
Especially that wall of honey on the Winnie the Pooh ride. Oh, so gross.
Or if you're like me, you put your hands all over the land wall on Epcot just because you feel like you have to touch the whole mosaic. Then you realize you've done that and everyone else has too. So, Tam, give us your best one.
Okay, so this one is could be potentially a pretty big money saver. Is buy, there are these things called bit belts. And it's a little rubber band, I guess, and it goes on your magic band so that if your magic band undoes itself or pops out, it still keeps it together. Yes. Well, yes, if you have a pass holder one, which I actually have one for the first time in my life this year. I'm so excited to use. But if you're not an annual pass holder and you go to, I think you just look up Bit Belt, it helps. If your magic band pops open, it keeps it on your wrist and you don't lose it.
Does it like those magic sliders, Tam?
This is one that Chris got for me. This is actually one that you can't get anymore, and it's a DVC member one.
Oh.
All right.
Chris apparently had a couple extras.
All right, well,
they didn't give me any when I bought mine direct from Disney. I guess I had to go to my source to get some.
All right. Well, you got me going here. So as a giveaway, I have some Magic Sliders packs in my hand here. Tam, I wish you could see me. I got 6 packages of these right here. So for being so good, I'm going to let you pick the one, and I'm mailing it to you. So Lisa, you as well. You get to pick one. So I'm going to name you the one, the top magic slider. You tell me which one you like, and I will mail it to you, okay? So here's your contest today. It's not really a contest, just a giveaway. You could pick the one. The top piece is Star Tours. Expedition Everest. It looks like Mission Space. Spaceship Earth. Space Mountain. Or the Dumbo Ride. Which ones would you like? Tam, Lisa, what would you like? I will mail them to you.
Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth it is. Spaceship Earth, Dory, and Figment. Coming in your direction.
Nice.
Thanks.
Lisa, what would you like? Name me the one. Dumbo, Space Mountain, Mission Space, Expedition Everest, or Star Tours?
I know which one I'd go with.
I know which one you go with too, Pete.
Yeah, I don't want the Star Tours one. How about Space Mountain or the Everest?
You gotta pick one.
Aw. Space Mountain.
Space Mountain is a good one.
That's the one I'd have gone with.
Space Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, and Splash Mountain as a magic slider. So before we leave, I want to get your addresses. I will be sending them to you guys for coming on today. There you go. It's my version of the Bit Belt. It's the magic slider review belt. So
I think that's even better.
Pete, you got a good one to end?
I'm gonna throw this into two. We went over the sunscreen. Bring after sun aloe gel. Nothing worse than having sunburn and being miserable for it. But beyond that, little something that's kind of represents your hometown that you can give to those cast members that just have done an outstanding job for you. You know, a little keychain that says, you know, like, Chris, you and I, like, give a little keychain that says Chicago or the Windy City or, you know, maybe a Colorado Rockies pin or something like that. Or, you know, a Pittsburgh Steelers pin or keychain or something.
Okay. No. No. Okay. No.
I had to. I couldn't help it, at least I had to.
Other side.
That's a valid point, though, Pete. I like that idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I like that idea. All right, so I'm going to take, it's not nearly as valuable as that, but speaking as a dad, and, you know, Lisa and Tam, you might have had the same experience. You know, when it gets dark outside, and they bring out those carts full of light-up things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then I got to be the bad guy. No, I just dropped $500 to walk in this place and another $150 on food and another X number on souvenirs. But I am not buying that light up Mickey, and that's final. So I just go to Walgreens and I buy my own glow sticks. And I will bring my own glow sticks in my suitcase, crack them out. Yeah, I know it's kind of the economical way of participating in my own version of Paint the Night Parade. but they're 99 cents at Walmart for like 6 necklaces, mm-hmm. or it's $17 for one there, you know? Yep. Yeah, it spins, I know, but honestly, if I had to do it times 3, that would be a crabby dad at the end of the night, so.
Yeah. And you know how you mentioned before how you would give away those scrapper pins, mm-hmm. to kids? So, similar to that with those glow bracelets and things, I remember being, every time we're in the Haunted Mansion line, there's always some little kid who's freaked out and afraid and scared, and I will whip one of those out and give it to them so that they can, you know, break it and get it to light up, and it kind of keeps their mind off of the scariness, and it also provides a little bit of light in their doom buggy without it being too obnoxious.
Yeah, a little bit of magic from you. That's a good idea as well. I'm going to have to start carrying more. Pete, what do you think? What do you think about that idea? Would you carry that ever as a guy with no kids just to give away?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. I'm going to supply you with a whole bunch. I'll make you Mr. Glow Stick down there. So
I've already got some.
Yeah, he's already got some.
Let me tell you, the one meltdown that Kylie did have was we were just after Fantasmic. We were heading out, and we were either going to go over to Epcot to catch Illuminations, or we were even going to go try to catch Yeehaw Bob. Well, she saw a cart with a bubble gun.
Stupid
plastic gun that shoots bubbles. Complete and utter meltdown because we would not buy her one. Well, that right back to the resort that night.
Good for you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got on a monorail. Last trip, I got on a monorail. Some kid was blowing bubbles in the monorail car. Like, it's a small confined space. Mm-hmm. Those things will put out a pretty fair amount of bubbles. I wanted to snatch that thing out of that kid's hand. Like, control your child.
Disney is no place for having fun.
This is not a place for children. You take your kid and go somewhere else. This is my area. Ask my wife. I'm the biggest kid you need to have in this little car.
All right, so let's wrap this up, Pete. We've inconvenienced Tam and Lisa enough here. So, Lisa, if someone wanted to contact you or if you wanted to give a plug to anything, please do.
Okay, well, mainly you can find me on Facebook. Just look me up, Lisa Yost. I'm on Twitter, but I don't use it a whole lot. Also, I am an agent with Mickey World Travel. If I can help you with your travel plans, give me a shout-out. Lisa Yost at MickeyWorldTravel.com.
Awesome. Tam?
And you can find me on Facebook at Tamara Spidell. And on Twitter, my Twitter handle is at WDWPhotog.
And you know what? I'm going to stop before Pete and I go, because I will say that you guys are the best. And truly, you know, I'll put out a random post about something, or Pete will put out a random post, and before you know it, we've got a conversation like 2 days ago, Tam and Lisa. We're talking to Dave Tupper in Hawaii. So yeah. We've got like 9 time zones going at one time. And I will say, for people that I've personally never met in real life, you know, you guys are some of my closest friends. I just appreciate the heck out of you guys. So I want you to know from the bottom of my heart that you guys are some of my best friends here, and I do appreciate it. So,
thank you. Right back at you.
Thank you.
Cool. If you wanted to find the big guy or myself, look at the WW Review page on Facebook. Magic Mouse Medic on Twitter, right, Pete?
Yep.
How is this that we've been together here for so long? I'm going to say your information for you, right? Where would they find me?
I'm not big on giving it out. So.
Where would they find me on Twitter, Pete?
You are at Disney Chicago.
That's right. And, you know, we have a new Instagram page as well, too, and that's just WDW Review Podcast. So check us out there. So, again, I want to thank you for listening. For my friend Lisa, for my friend Tamara, for my friend Peter, for myself. Again, thank you for listening, and have a great day.
See ya.
Thanks. See you later.
Good night.
Yes, we aced it. We didn't have to do that one over again.
Yeah, we didn't have to do the sign off 4 times.
Yes!
We aced it.